Rocketing art prices are attracting ever more daring criminals. On November the 13th, intruders were walking out of the Dulwich Picture Gallery in London with two Rembrandts when they were stopped by police. They managed to escape, albeit without the paintings. Four men are currently on trial for the theft in 2017 of a giant gold coin valued at 3.75 million euros, that's $4.1 million, from the Bode Museum in Berlin. Even so, the Dresden heist, now being investigated by a 20-strong team of specialists, codenamed Epaulette, stands out. The late Martin Roth, a former director of the Dresden State Art Collections, of which the jewellery hoard is a part, claimed in 2010 that the Green Vault is secured like Fort Knox. Roth thought the human factor and insider knowledge pose the greatest risk, and the Green Vault staff will doubtless be questioned closely. On the other hand, points out Julian Radcliffe of the Art Loss Register, an art database in London, crooks can often pick up ample intelligence as paying visitors. The artifacts are as storied as they are valuable. They survived the devastating Allied bombing of Dresden during the Second World War, only to be seized by the Soviet Union. They were miraculously returned in their entirety to East Germany, contributing to the city's resurgence, though the full trove has been on display only since 2006, after the painstaking restoration of Dresden Castle. The fear now is that since the pieces are too recognizable to be sold intact, the robbers will break out the diamonds and sapphires to flog them separately. The coin stolen from the Bode Museum is widely assumed to have been melted and sold off. The loss of the Dresden jewelry would be much sadder.